WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Mental Warriors. It's your girl, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to another episode of Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Stress, anxiety, even just those little everyday annoyances, they can all pile up and leave us feeling like we're running on fumes. But what if I told you that creating a safe space for your mental healing is easier than you think? No, seriously, it's about cultivating an environment where you can truly recharge, process emotions, and come back stronger. And trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy concept, it's practical stuff we can all implement right now. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that will help you build that mental sanctuary. First up, define your boundaries. Think of it like setting up a VIP section in your mind. Only the good vibes and positive energy are allowed in. That means saying no to things that drain you, limiting time with negativity, and prioritizing activities that nourish your soul. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your safe space, right? So why do it with your mental well-being? Next, cultivate mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight, although that's awesome if you are. It's simply about being present in the moment. When your mind starts racing, gently guide it back to your breath, your senses, the world around you. This simple act can ground you and help you manage those overwhelming thoughts. Express yourself authentically. Bottling things up is like trying to contain a volcano. Eventually, it's going to erupt. Find healthy outlets for your emotions. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, creating art, even just letting out a good scream in private, of course. Now, surround yourself with positivity. This doesn't mean becoming a cheerleading fanatic. It's about choosing uplifting content, spending time with supportive people, and cultivating gratitude for the good things in your life. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by amazing people who lift you up? That's the vibe we're going for. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. We all mess up, have bad days, and make mistakes. It's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up over it. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a close friend. Ever feel like your mind is a constant whirlwind? Like there's just too much going on and you can't seem to find a moment of peace? I get it, because trust me, I've been there. But imagine this. You're sitting by the ocean, listening to the waves crash against the shore. The sun is warming your skin, and a gentle breeze is ruffling your hair. You close your eyes and take a deep breath, feeling all the stress melt away. That's what creating a safe space for mental healing can feel like, a haven of calm in the midst of the storm. Remember that time you felt completely overwhelmed? Maybe it was a big deadline at work, a stressful family situation, or even just a really bad day. You know that feeling when everything seems to be spiraling out of control and you're struggling to keep your head above water? Now imagine being able to step back from those situations, create that mental oasis I just described, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle whatever comes next. That's the power of a safe space for healing. So, what are some practical steps you can take to start creating yours? Think about setting aside dedicated time each day for self-care. Even just 10 minutes of mindfulness or journaling can make a world of difference. Experiment with different relaxation techniques like yoga, meditation, or deep breathing exercises. And most importantly, don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Talking to a therapist, friend, or family member can help you process your emotions and gain valuable insights. Remember, building mental fortitude isn't about being superhuman, it's about creating sustainable practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This journey is all about progress, not perfection. Every small step you take towards creating a safe space for healing is a victory worth celebrating. Now go out there and create the mental sanctuary you deserve. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mental fortitude boost. And if you have any thoughts or insights, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep those minds strong and those spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.